This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes, including 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. He allegedly twice showed some of the classified materials to others. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, now a political rival in the 2024 presidential contest, decried the federal indictment of the former president, but also told reporters at a campaign stop in New Hampshire, no one is above the law. Pence called it a sad day for America and implied the indictment was politically motivated by U.S. President Joe Biden's Justice Department. But he said everyone should wait and see.
No one knows exactly what the facts and the law are in this case, and I think it's important that we wait. Each American will understand the facts, and we can each make our own judgment about whether or not this was an appropriate action or whether or not that's one more example of the politicization and weaponization that's taken place in the Department of Justice in recent years.